Hello and welcome to Achieving Optimal Health with Listen with Nat Nissen. Now, just a really quick one tonight. Just wanted to mention some ads I saw. I was watching a funny, lighthearted program and a couple of ads came on that we may subconsciously take these messages on board, and that is the whole point of marketing after all. But what we need to do is just be aware of what we're being sold, of what we're being told. So one of the ads was a particular snack craving sort of chocolatey bar that was calorie counted. So you could have your craving, out of control craving snack whenever you wanted, and you were able to do that because it was calorie controlled. Now, this does a couple of things. This normalizes the fact that everyone has out of control cravings. The images that were shown were of a lady that was at the supermarket and couldn't control her cravings so much. She was opening the box at the supermarket and was so thankful that she'd finally found something that she could enjoy that was calorie counted and wasn't going to put on weight. So it normalizes this emotional eating, craving, binge eating kind of acceptance that we have with food. And it never, ever, of course, addresses the underlying causes of why we're doing this, because food is never the underlying cause. Food is never the problem. Food is the symptom of an underlying cause or problem. If they actually got to that, then they wouldn't make any money with their calorie-controlled chocolate bars. So they're normalizing this, and they're also saying it's okay that you're so out of control and craving these foods. We've got the solution for you. Instead of actually going and dealing with your emotions, food is your problem, and we've got the solution because we've cut down the calories so much and it still tastes amazing. Another ad I saw was for a big fast food chain. And this one really brought home the emotions of connection and family and community and remembering important things with family, so that you could actually leave the ad thinking, wow, that fast food chain cares. They care about our memories. They care about our connections with each other. And our connections with each other are enhanced by us going to that store. Our connections with each other can be enhanced, and our memories can be remembered more easily and cherished and valued, and all of those emotions can come up so much more easily when we go to the fast food place, because they care. They're thinking about us. They know that we cherish our memories. They know that we value our family. They know that community is important to us, and especially this time with what's happening in the world. It was a really emotional ad and very clever in the way that it created so much emotion with the viewer. It created an emotion that was saying, you care. And if I want a great memory and a great taste and to share something with my family or community, I'll go to you. So what we just want to be doing, what I want to encourage you to do, is just be aware of the subliminal messages that you're getting sent with the marketing. They're not there to help you. They're there to sell a product. And that's fine. Everyone's allowed to sell their product, not a problem. but just simply be aware of the messages that you're getting sent, the messages that you're allowing to take into your mind, and what you will and won't accept moving into your mind, what you will and won't accept moving into your body. Will you get sucked in subconsciously to these messages, or will you be able to say, oh, that's a clever ad, well done. That was quite clever how you did that one. Whoever came up with that, good one. But I'm aware of what you were doing, and I'll make my own choices. And I won't let you get into my subconscious, because I've just seen what you're doing. And that's okay, as long as I'm aware of it. So just make sure that we're not getting so caught up in the subliminal marketing messages into our subconscious that we're normalizing things that are not supportive of our goals, of our optimal health, or of our peak performance. So next time you're watching ads, just take note, and you'll find it really, really interesting. It's quite fascinating, the messages that they're really sending behind the funniness or the emotion or the humor or the connection or whatever it may be in the ad. Super clever, and just be super aware. Thanks so much for listening. Bye for now.